This season, there are two half-hour situation comedies that take a distinct departure from the usual sitcom formula. Scrubs, which debuted on NBC 2 years ago, and Arrested Development, which premiered this fall on Fox. They have no laugh track and a quirky, almost documentary feel to them that employs narrators.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together.
That's filmmaker Ron Howard, one of the show's producers, doing a voiceover for Arrested Development. Now, Scrubs was created by Bill Lawrence, who had a hit a number of years ago with Spin City. His latest show was a kind of anti-ER that pokes fun at the absurd experiences of young and often clumsy medical interns, but the show also has a serious side. Speaking of serious sides, Elvis Mitchell joins us, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition and film critic for The New York Times. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Glad you're serious. Is there the writing of these shows a caliber above what we've often seen in sitcoms?
Well, they're so oddball that they're shows that take some getting used to. I mean, because for one thing both these shows have in common is they take a couple of sort of wasted, probably underthought of 80s actors. In the case for Arrested Development, Jason Bateman, mm-hmm. who I was convinced couldn't even act. He's developed this really kind of interesting, apparently lazy acting style. It's very kind of sly and idiosyncratic, and you can't believe how bizarre his family is.
I saw Liza Minnelli, I guess, is a continuing character, and I saw Henry Winkler as the family lawyer.
Yes, Liza Minnelli as Liza Minnelli. I think she didn't show up with her divorce decree, but she might as well have. And she kind of teeters into shot. But one of the things about the show that's so great is that it's about a lack of communication. Nobody listens to anybody else. He has a kind of a hectoring, spoiled sister played by Portia de Rossi. Her husband, played by the wonderful stand-up comedian, sketch actor David Cross, is a man who's given up everything, his entire career, to become an actor. And in one of the best episodes of the season, he kind of inveigles himself into a high school production.
We have a clip that I want to play now. I despair of being able to set it up correctly, but David Cross, who you just mentioned, his character is revealed as a never nude, which is supposed to be a psychological condition whereby someone can never be completely naked, even in a shower. Instead, everywhere he wears acid-washed denim cutoffs.
Yeah, what's the deal with the cutoffs?
You've got to promise not to tell anyone this.
Okay.
He's a never nude.
Is that exactly what it sounds like?
Tobias suffered a rare psychological affliction of never being able to be completely naked.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I need you to be completely undressed.
I am completely undressed.
That last scene's in a doctor's office. So, but by using a kind of quasi-documentary style, are they able to push the comedic edge inward a little bit?
I think so. There are lots of sort of cuts and handheld camera stuff. What's great about it, too, is that because everything is so odd, Rod Howard's kind of twangy deadpan to describe things basically sort of lets us know exactly what it is people can't say, which they eventually end up saying anyway.
Let me ask about Scrubs, which seems to me always kind of a show that operates like at this level. It always seems to have this level of incredulity, the kind of sometimes even shrill intensity. We've got a clip here where the hospital lawyer confronts the head of the hospital about some faulty equipment.
Sir, we've gotten some complaints that the new discount stethoscopes you ordered are uncomfortably tight. I contacted the manufacturer, but apparently he's decided to focus more on his handmade smoking paraphernalia.
Nonsense. These are fine.
Are you okay, Dr.
Sweet dancing Jehovah, I punctured my brain.
What are some of the chances this show takes?
I guess what's really kind of fun about this show is that there's kind of this line of demarcation. Everybody under the age of 30 is kind of walking around like a puppy trying to figure out who his master is, and that includes all the interns and residents. And everybody over the age of 30 is a real sort of acid-tongued sourpuss. And that includes the head of medicine, who was a great performance by John C. McGinley, who walks in and basically mm-hmm. has to say what he thinks at all times, despite what everybody else is doing.
He's a doctor. They don't listen to anyone.
Please don't lump us all together with numbnuts over here.
Oh, really? This morning I asked you to do me a favor involving my mother. What was it?
Well, I can only hope that it had something to do with hiring people to kill her.
John C. McGinley in that clip, who used the medical term numbnuts.
Hey, Elvis, are Scrubs and Arrested Development in any danger of being canceled?
Scrubs has become kind of a minor hit. I mean, NBC has it placed on its Thursday night schedule, trying to get some pickup, some momentum from Friends. It's still around. It's one of the smarter shows on their schedule, which, given that this is now the network of Fear Factor, is not saying a whole lot. But Arrested Development is one of those things where the show has been well scheduled enough. It follows Malcolm in the Middle. I think it's finally starting to get an audience. And interestingly, though, I mean, Fox has kind of gone from being like the ridiculously sort of puff-chest, lowbrow, imbecile network to doing some smart things. Among them, I think, 24 and Arrested Development, which are shows that have a voice of a creator rather than trying to sort of serve what Fox believes to be its kind of trailer trash audience profile. The best stuff comes when you see the cast really clicking together. It's real acting in this show.
Well, note Scrubs is on NBC Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and West Coast time, and Arrested Development is on Fox Sunday nights at 9:30 Eastern and West Coast. Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, who reviews films for The New York Times, speaking with us from New York.